Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Tomas Murtak. I'm originally from Argentina, and I've been with Novus International for 5 years now. And I'm based from Brazil. I'm a business and financial analyst for Novus Latin America and Africa since recently, and it's a pleasure to be back.
Do you have a few things you want to share with us to start with about the... How did you get to FM in the first place, and how did it end up shaping what you're doing now?
I came through FAMA. My advisor and friend Dennis Connolly, who is with us today, invited me to partake in the case competition in 2006 in Buenos Aires. And the following year, we didn't win the competition, but we didn't do bad enough that would kick us out. They invited us to go to Italy the following year. And what can I say? It's a good chance for students as such as it is today to sit down with the industry leaders, right? With the Novuses, with the Monsantos and Coca Colas out there, and you get to talk with their people and pick on their brains. And it's not just networking; it's a little bit educational as well. It was through the IFAMA, the booklet, resume booklet that you just mentioned, and that Novus met me a year later, and I joined Dan Mayer's team in the United States, here in the global headquarters in St. Louis. And shortly after, the possibility to move to Brazil showed up, a position opening. So I moved countries once again, had to learn a new language once again, so it's very rewarding at a personal level, and what can I say? So it's been, you were mentioning transforming. I'd say for me it was life shaping, life changing experience, and I've been in Brazil since then, and had a lot of experiences working with Latin American countries. Now I do have the same chance to do so with Africa. Very excited about that part. And what can I say? I feel that I'm part of a top class multidisciplinary team of sales, marketing, finance, research is very dear to us, and technical team. And I think that our organization makes a clear difference when it comes about to meeting this challenge of feeding 9 million people.
Great. If anyone has a piece of advice to, we've got it on the panel, piece of advice for the students that are here today about how to make the most of this opportunity at this point as they go forward. So, Tomas.
And, for starters, I subscribe to the pieces of advice that were given by my fellow panel members right here. Regarding for the students out there, engage. That's the main key. You get to know the leaders of the industry, as I said earlier. You get to know their worries. You get to know their buzzwords, and you can use that to your advantage later on when you're looking for a job.
And
it's not an easy task. So engage, ask questions, move around, go to the social events. Don't stay at home. Don't hide. Show up. And regarding the FAMA, and I think it's we were just talking about this in the table, and coming to your point, is a challenge of the FAMA, and it's a challenge of the industry as a whole, that we need to project this image of agriculture is sexy. It's not a primitive industry. It's not a primitive activity. We're a very high tech industry. And this will bring some relief to this imbalance that we have with the on the supply side for labor. So there you go.
Okay, so that's great. So thanks to you all. I think we're probably out of time, so we can't have, with so many of you, we can't have a huge discussion. But I think it was, to me, I learned a lot from this. And you can see, though, that this is just a sampling. There are so many people in this room that we could have asked to have set up on this stage and to take this position, and I'm sure next year we'll have the same thing. It's extremely, I think, an incredible reflection of the importance of IFAMA in the lives of young people, the fact that they keep coming back. And you're incredibly important to this organization because you are the future. You were the future. You are the future. And even beyond that, your students are even in that next phase. So let's give them a nice hand for sharing.